الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we started a new chapter. باب فضل الدعاء بظهر الغيب. The virtue of making dua for someone in their absence. And we explained why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes this so much. It's because there's a lot of ikhlas, there's a lot of sincerity when one person is making dua for another person, when one brother is making dua for another brother, when one Muslim is making dua for another Muslim in his absence. In other words, when a person is not there and you make dua for them, it means there's a very high level of sincerity in what you're asking for. So therefore you'll find the pious also, that in their tahajjud duas and in their duas, they will take people's names. And sometimes they'll even take the names of their enemies also, people that have been difficult with them, hard with them, people that are troubling them. And they'll make dua e khair for them, that Allah grant them goodness, Allah grant them hidayat, Allah let them be means of benefit to the whole ummah. Even those people, now can you imagine what the level of ikhlas is? That man is troubling you, man is harming you, and it's hurting you, and you're making dua for hidayat for that person, dua for goodness for that person, that Allah Ta'ala make everything work out for that person, Allah guide that person to the correct path. So this is a very high level of sincerity. Now there isn't any outward show, there isn't any reason to praise the person and make dua for a person. You're not expecting any favors from the person. No, are you just doing it to make a person happy? Genuinely doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One person is making dua in the absence of another person, but these duas are readily accepted. So today we'll do two ahadith, very similar in meaning, and then we'll give a little bit of explanation. And Abi Darda radiallahu anhu, annahu sami'a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, ma min abdin muslimin yad'u li akhihi fi dhahri al-ghayb illa qala al-malak wa laka bi mithlin, rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, no Muslim servant supplicates for his brother in his absence without an angel saying, وَلَكَ بِمِثْلٍ, and for you is the same. The person is making dua for his brother in his absence. Allah appoints an angel to tell him that for you be the same. Whatever dua you're making for your brother, may Allah give you the same. So this is a very great blessing that a person, Allah Pak, appoints one angel to make dua for him. Why? Because he's making dua for his brother in his brother's absence. Your brother is used in the loose sense. It means any Muslim that a person is making dua for, Allah Ta'ala is appointing an angel to say, وَلَكَ بِمِثْلٍ, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the same. Ulama explained that this virtue will be attained if one makes dua on behalf of one Muslim, a group of Muslims, or a person makes dua for all the Muslims. Although the hadith is saying, make dua for his brother, whether he's making dua for one person, he's making dua for two people, he's making dua for all the Muslims, Allah Ta'ala is giving him this great reward. We'll explain this now, one incident very beautifully, which a person can get an understanding of this hadith. An Abi Darda radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yaqul, da'watul mar'il muslimi li akhihi bi dhahril ghaybi mustajabatun inda ra'sihi malakun muwakkalun kullama da'a li akhihi bi khair qala al malakul muwakkal bihi amin wa laka bi mithlin, rawahu Muslim. Hadith Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say that the supplication of a Muslim for his brother in his absence is answered. Mustajabah here means his du'as are answered. His du'as are mustajab. Normally we speak about mustajab al-da'wat, a person whose du'as are answered. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, the du'a made for a brother in his absence is mustajab, is answered. So then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam goes on to say that close to his head is an appointed an angel. Close to the head of the person that is making dua is appointed an angel. Whenever he makes dua for goodness for his brother, this appointed angel says Ameen to his dua and says for you is the same. And whatever dua you're making for your brother, I'm saying Ameen. In other words, an angel is making Ameen to the dua and is making a dua for this person that may for you be the same. So this is a very great benefit that the person is getting by him just making dua in the absence of his brother. There was one incident where one person over 30 years previously, he had come to the madrasa. Him and his wife had come, both of them came crying. Allah Ta'ala had blessed them with a child, but the child was mentally deformed, what we refer to as Down syndrome. So the doctors explained that this child will be a child that will always be backwards, a child that is not mentally secure, not mentally formed. So therefore, these parents were very, very hurt by this. Any parents will be hurt when they get the news of a child like this. For the rest of the child's life, he will need assistance, etc. So they were distraught. They were crying and they came to the madrasa for du'as, for nasihat. Hazrat Mufti Sahib first explained to them that whatever is the will of Allah Ta'ala, we must always be happy with the will of Allah Ta'ala. But never ever lose hope in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then he told them that you'll make du'a for every child in the world that has this condition, Allah gives that child shifa. Every child in the world that has this condition, make du'a, Allah Ta'ala gives that child shifa. If you can, after every salah, make that du'a. He said he gave them this advice and these people went away. He says after about 30 years, that old man comes to the madrasa and he says, do you remember who I am? He says, I remember who you are, but I can't remember in which context you're referring to. He says, I was the one that had come with it, or had come and mentioned to you that Allah had blessed us with this child, and this child was deformed, and you gave us this dua. That make dua for every child that has got this illness, Allah Ta'ala grant him shifa. As it mentions that he told this person to do this because of this hadith, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah appoints an angel, the angel says, for you be the same. In other words, you're making dua for all those people that have got children like this, Allah is appointing an angel to make dua for you. For every child that you're making dua for, Allah is appointing one angel for you. And that angel is saying, وَلَكَ بِمِثْلٍ, for you will be the same. You can imagine how many angels are making dua for you, that your child must also get shifa. Anyway, this person comes back and he relates his incident. And he says that this child of mine, which the doctor said is deformed, or Down syndrome, and mentally backwards, out of all the children Allah Ta'ala has blessed me today, this child is the most advanced. He became Hafizul Quran also, and this child is involved in the work of Dawat and Tabligh also. And this child, in terms of financial well-being, is far ahead than all the other children that Allah Ta'ala has given me. Allah Ta'ala can change things overnight. The doctors can tell you something, the child may not be mentally well. If Allah Ta'ala wants the child to come right, if Allah wants the child to prosper in life, Allah wants anything to change, not only a child, if anything to change, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change it. We must have yaqeen in the words of Allah Ta'ala and the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a very, very powerful tool to get our du'as answered. Make du'a for our brothers, make du'as for our friends, make du'as for others. Allah Ta'ala will appoint an angel that will tell us or make du'a for us. He says, وَلَكَ بِمِثْلٍ, for you will be the same what you are making for your brother. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wassalamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.